Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to discuss how long should you ride your horse for. Now this is a very good question, and the answer depends on several factors. Now getting it right can mean the difference between a happy horse who enjoys his work and one who is stale and bored. Now bored horses will often seek ways of avoiding work, and that can create problems for riding at home and in competitions. So how do you strike the perfect balance between too much and too little work? Now in this podcast episode we're going to share some tips and advice to ensure that you get your horse's workload just right. So firstly, let's talk about general schooling. Now if you aspire to compete successfully in dressage competitions, you will need to school your horse at home on a regular basis. Now homeschooling is important for several reasons. So number one, correctly schooling will build your horse's fitness and stamina so that he has the physical strength to develop more engagement and progress smoothly through the dressage levels. Number two, schooling will allow you to practice individual movements from the dressage tests that you'll be riding in the arena during a competition. And number three, schooling is important for show jumpers too. That's because dressage makes the horse more balanced, obedient and supple to ride. So in a jump off, you can make tighter turns more smoothly and more quickly. Now, having said that, you should know that you shouldn't school your horse every single day. And again, there are several reasons why to do this. So number one, dressage schooling can be very demanding for the horse, both mentally and physically. And if you overdo it, you run the risk of your horse sustaining an injury. Number two, too much schooling can lead your horse to becoming bored and resentful. And number three, over-practicing dressage movements can often lead to the horse anticipating what is coming next during a test situation, which will lose you a lot of valuable marks. Now, how long your schooling sessions last for will depend on how experienced your horse is, how old he is, his temperament, and also what it is that you hope to achieve. So here are some things to take into consideration. So number one, if you have an educated older horse, you might not need to spend too long schooling him. It's just a case of loosening him up, working through the exercise that you want to cover, and then cooling him down and stretching. Number two, lazy horses are usually better suited by a short, sharp schooling session a few times each week. Number three, baby horses will quickly become tired and sore. So keep your schooling sessions short and have a clear educational goal in mind. Usually 20 minutes is plenty long enough for a youngster. And lastly, number four, if your horse is very hot, you may need to work him for a longer period before he settles and you can get some useful work done. Now, how long you school your horse for will vary from horse to horse. So time your schooling sessions using a stopwatch so that you know how long it takes to achieve that perfect sweet spot, and that will help you get your warm-up right at competitions. Now if you feel your horse is tiring or becoming upset with a particular exercise, then ride through something that he finds easy and then conclude the session. But always end on a positive note, and there's always a next time. So now let's talk about hacking. Because hacking is a very useful alternative to schooling. Now, walking on the road will help to strengthen the horse's muscles and teaches him how to balance himself, especially if you have some good hills that you can ride up and down. Now, also, hacking will expose your horse to lots of different sights and sounds. So when you arrive at your dressage competition, your horse will be less fazed and distracted by the unfamiliar environment. Now you also may find it beneficial to take your horse hacking for an hour or so several times a week instead of schooling them at home. Now alternatively, try to go for a short hack before you school as a warm-up, or you can always go afterwards to help cool your horse down. So now let's move on to talk about jumping, because most horses enjoy jumping even if their riders don't. Now if you prefer not to jump while on board, you can always try loose jumping your horse instead. So you can set up small grids with varied stride patterns between the fences, incorporating oxes and upright fences. Now these exercises are brilliant for keeping your horse loose through his back and for building up muscle on his hind quarters, and for teaching him how to shorten and lengthen his stride to adjust his balance. So short jumping sessions interspersed with hacking are perfect for building strength and stamina and for keeping your horse fresh and interested in his work. Now, jumping sessions should be kept short, so warm your horse up on the flat for 10 to 15 minutes and then spend a further 15 to 20 minutes jumping him. And lastly, let's talk about lunging. So lunging is very useful as a form of exercise for your horse when you don't have time to ride him. Now, lunging is also important for youngsters as it teaches them to work in a rhythm and balance without the embrace of a rider on their back. Now, if the venue allows it, lunging can also be useful at a competition before you begin ridden work, especially if you have a horse that is inclined to be overfresh. However, lunging can also be very stressful on the horse's joints, so sessions should be kept to a minimum of 10 to 12 minutes on each rein. And remember to change the rein every few minutes to avoid overstressing the horse's legs and to ensure that his muscles develop evenly on both sides. Now, youngsters should not be lunged for more than 15 minutes in total per session to avoid injury. So to wrap this episode up, there are lots of ways of exercising your horse, both from the ground and in the saddle. Now, to keep your horse fresh and enjoying his work, intersperse schooling sessions with hacking, lunging and jumping. How long you ride your horse for will depend on various factors such as his age, the type of exercise involved and what you hope to achieve. But the golden rule is not to overdo any form of exercise. Now, if your horse feels tired and sore every time you ride him, he will quickly learn to resent his work, which will be extremely counterproductive. Now, if you still have any problems when it comes to gauging how long you should ride your horse for, or if you have any other hints and tips and stories that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments at the bottom of the blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can start a discussion in our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.